Baby girl, I'm so excited to announce that the enrollment is now open for the transformative Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy 6-week course that I designed specifically with you in mind. In this course, you will embark on a journey of self-discovery, inner healing of your subconscious mind, eliminating limiting beliefs around building wealth and living an abundant life. Say goodbye to financial limitations and hello to a life of opulence. You will gain the discernment and knowledge necessary to building lasting wealth as you are guided through a clear plan and direction for creating the life you've always dreamed of. If you don't know my story, I was a broke, partying hairdresser, and then my dad unexpectedly died. And through the healing process of working on my own scarcity mindset, I was able to work less, fire clients, double my income, and travel the world. In this course, I will teach you everything I have learned so that you're able to develop unshakable confidence and embody the life you want to live. Each week includes journal prompts for you to be able to create a vision plan with actionable steps to manifest your dreams. Let go of fear and uncertainty as you take charge of your financial future. Through the 6 weeks of Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy, you will acquire the skills and mindset needed to achieve financial independence. You will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-worth around money. Transform your mindset and daily habits to embrace abundance and overcome scarcity. You'll receive a lifetime access to the course, and the first 50 people to sign up and pay in full will receive a limited edition coffee mug to remind you that wealth and prosperity is your birthright. Sign up at itsconway.com and the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there, and I can't wait to hear about the transformations that happen. Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over 6 figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Hi guys, it's Conway with the Grieving with Gratitude podcast. And today's episode, I'm so excited to share it with you. My conversation with Shandy. Shandy and I met 4 years ago when I first embarked on my solo trip around the world after my dad died. And I celebrated the anniversary of his death in Bali. And Shandy and I met in a pool in Bali. And so this is us reconnecting. We've been following each other for so long on social media. And it was just such a pleasure to be able to have a conversation with her again and just get really deep into what she has been creating. Shandy is a powerful, powerful coach, and she creates amazing guided meditations. And what's wild is when we are in Bali, we're talking about what we want to create. And that was like the first, I think, meditation that she had created. And so now she's embarked upon creating her own courses, like her Becoming Your God Self workshop. She is just such a spiritual ascension master, to be honest. She is a facilitator to help people just reach their highest goal, reconnect with their divine purpose and calling, and with who they are and in that divinity and that God source. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. It was such a blessing to be in her presence again and just see how much she's grown and thrived and like what she has created and through all of everything, because she was in Australia during the pandemic. And it's a fabulous conversation, and she's just such a dear friend to me. I am so excited for this guest because Shandy and I crossed paths in Bali. We met in a pool. We became friends. We followed each other on Instagram and we stayed connected. And then obviously COVID happened, and now it's like come full circle. So I was telling her when I was in Bali that I wanted to create my podcast, and then she had already started doing her meditations and like building that out. And now she's like full blown meditation, like Spotify, killing it out there, and is doing in-person events. And it's just, I'm so excited to share this space, and you get to hear about us catching up with each other. So yeah, I'm just so excited to see you. Like, it's been so fun watching you on Instagram, just like grow, and what we shared, like just like meeting in a community pool, basically in Bali, has been such an exciting thing. So maybe explain to everyone like exactly what you're doing, because I mean, you're going to say it much better than I can.
Thank you. And I'm so proud of you as well, because in that pool, she was saying that she wanted to start the podcast, and now it's in full manifestation, in full force, and here we are.
Yeah.
I started off with the meditations, and then they've now progressed to Become Your God Self workshops. So I release them online. And then I do a few workshops in person as well. But basically that's to connect you to your higher self, to the God within you. Because in life we have been so conditioned, and there's so much fear that's put on us and limitations that's been put on us. But that is not who we truly are. The who we truly are is connected to the infinity that's within us, that's connected to unconditional love. And so I just help people remember that and guide people back to that, helping them remove their subconscious blockages and fears of the conditioned self, so that they can dissolve that and come back to their truest essence, which we are all connected to.
Yeah, I love that. And it really is like interesting when you start hearing about it, because people get like, and I have like, we're conditioned to be, which I think is so weird. Like if you're like grew up Christian, you know that you're a child of God. But if you were to say that I am the I am, like that's where it's like, oh, that's crazy. Like you can't say that you have any power of God, but that's so counterintuitive, because if we were to be like, I believe that we're all children of God. Like we do carry the, we're a part of the infinity. We're a part of the same energy that created everything in space. Right. So like we all are a part of it. And so it's so interesting to me, like when people are so affronted by that, because like if a bird was born to a bird, it makes it a bird. Right. Mm-hmm. So if we're born from the same creative power that created everything, then that same power is within us. Right. So like, yes. That doesn't seem that far-fetched. Like, yeah. It's not so crazy, but we like, even when I started hearing that, I had so many like that, like instant, like, oh, like weirdness around it. But when you really start taking like complete control of your life and stepping into that, that is such a really powerful creative space.
Yes, for sure. And I think that fear is again that conditioning. It's the other powers that want us to be controlled and want us not to know who we truly are. So they say all these things, and then they use religion to make us feel small and to control us. And then but if God is in unconditional love, if God is infinity, it wants us to realize infinity within us, you know. So like it doesn't want us to play small. It wants us to fully connect to our truth, which is it experiencing itself. And the way that it can experience itself to its fullest is for it to realize itself in this human form.
Exactly. So, okay, just like, let's like go dial it back. If someone has no clue what we are talking about, when you say infinity, what does that mean? Like, let's break it apart. So it's like really tangible for someone that's like, this is their first time hearing any of this. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah. So from my perspective, infinity just means God. God is the expression of everything. So it's not this man with a white beard behind pearly gates. It is everything. It is vibration. It is energy. It is the universe. And then so we've been incarnated on this planet for God to realize what it truly is, which is infinity. But to fully understand itself, it needs to understand the contrast. So to fully appreciate a warm summer's day, you need to experience the winter. To fully understand black, you need to experience white. So we came in this human experience as a sense of separation, me against the world, me against the universe, to then remember itself, which is the infinity, which is God. So that's how I would explain it.
Yeah, because God has no beginning and no end. Hence why it's the infinity is a never-ending cycle, which does make sense, because at the same time, like, would you say like we need to experience the polarizings, like the black and the white, and that's the fullness of the scope of everything. And then our ego, where does our ego come into kind of play in that? Because obviously meditating, you're like trying to like quiet that.
Yes. Yeah, so the ego is a sense of separation. So we go through this life feeling this sense of separation, but when we realize that if we dissolve the sense of separation, we dissolve the ego, then we can live this life even more fully, and really realize our creator power, because we let go of that limitation, because the ego holds so much limitations and fears. So when we let go of that, then we come back again to the God self and the creator power.
Yeah, because I always think like, because I feel like we sometimes are like, oh, I just want to have no ego. And I always make jokes about anyone that says they have no ego have like the biggest egos. Mm-hmm. But like to minimize, like to know that our ego has always been there to serve us, to protect us. But just because it's like a helicopter parent. Just because the parent has the best intentions doesn't mean it's the healthiest thing, right? So mm-hmm. I always try to villainize my ego. I go like, I see you, like you're there you're trying to protect me because this is unknown, and the unknown is always sometimes kind of scary or like scary. And just to know that it's not scary, to just mm-hmm. kind of like move past it and kind of see what the full expression is, because I definitely know that there's so much freedom on the other side of it, and being able to just fully just drop it and just be like, like I make amends for stuff that I don't want to make amends for, just because peace is my highest, like the highest thing that I want in my life. So I will just be like, hey, I'm sorry that happened. Cause it's like, why, what's my ego? My ego standing in the way of my peace. So like, that doesn't serve me. What have you kind of seen, what have you seen like really with your clients when you've been doing the meditations, like the biggest aha moments for them?
The biggest aha moments for them would probably be that they're truly creating their reality. And a lot of them just wake up to that fact that actually all everything that I've been thinking and believing subconsciously and consciously is creating everything around me. So when they realize that, they take ownership, because they're like, if I can create all that negativity in my life, then I can create the most beautiful, profound, amazing life. But I have to take ownership. I have to become aware of the subconscious and choose to respond no longer, actually choose to no longer react, but respond as the higher self that is aligned to my highest desire and my vision. And so when they have that realization, when they really realize, okay, I'm creating my reality, then they fully shift. That's like the biggest shift for them, because now that the energy is moving towards reality creation versus reality happening to them on autopilot because of their subconscious conditioning.
That is so huge. I mean, I remember the first time I experienced that, and I felt so, when you first hear it, you kind of feel like, no, that's not true. There's like this like fight, you know, like the first time you like anticipated, like figured that out, you're like, or someone told you it, you're like, no way. Yeah. Because it's like, you want to live in that victim mentality versus being proactive. And really we're being proactive at all points in time. We're just not aware of what we're creating, right? So we're proactively creating at every point, even in the negative, like the shitty things that we're creating in our life, we're proactively creating it. Yeah. And at the same time, we're proactively creating anything positive.
Yeah.
What do you feel like for you personally has been like one of the biggest struggles in like figuring that out? You know, like there's like, for me, for example, like I know I'm creating at all points in time. And, but sometimes like in relationships, like say like I want to get married. So I feel like I can't create a person, right? I can create the idea and hold the space for it. But like how I'm like trying to figure out how to word it. Like if I'm creating all points of time and I want to get married, what does that look like? I guess like say if someone's like, because it's outside of us. Like I can create things in my own life and be proactive and be like, well, I'm going out, I'm working out, I'm doing all these things, you know?
Yeah. So I guess that relates back to the masculine energy of reality creation and feminine energy of reality creation. So the masculine energy is taking that aligned action and then going out and putting yourself in spaces where you may meet your soulmate. So that's like listening to intuition and then going out and doing the work. And then it's also, you know, probably working on your mindset and keeping healthy and all of those things to feel your best and your most confident self. And then the feminine aspect of it is realizing that we are all vibration. And so we need to be in the I am state of I already have my desire. Because if I want something, it implies that I don't have it. And mm-hmm. you don't attract what you want. You attract who you are being and what you believe. So there's almost a point of being delusional and detaching from the external world, where the external world is reflecting back to you, okay, I don't have my soulmate in front of me, or I'm not married. But then the internal world is saying, I know that it's just a reflection of my old thoughts, my old patterns, my old way of being. And when I transmute and go into the I am state where I already have my dream partner, it is already here. What happens is the universe is forced to reflect back to you your new vibrational state, your new self-concept, your new identity of I'm already married, I already have found my soulmate, I'm deserving of love. And then he will magnetize to you because everything is just a reflection. Yeah.
That's why I use that as the perfect example, because like, it's such a good one. It's like such a great example of the reflection in it, you know, because you have to live, like, I always like tell people, I'm like, okay, so you want to attract someone to you. Like, how are you living with those same qualities of the person you want to attract? Because mm-hmm. if like you're a wild partier, mm-hmm. like you can't, but you want this like healthy guy that's in shape and goes to the gym and is stable. Well, mm-hmm. how are you living from that point? Because like, why would that person want to date you if you're like a train wreck, you know?
Yeah.
So it's that's so, so good because it works in every area. It's like same thing if you're like wanting a car or just like even changing like internal things about yourself of like, I want to be the most loving person or like, you know, I want to receive love. Well, it's like, how are you giving love to everyone? And like, especially to yourself, like, how are you showing up as that? So I love that you were saying that it's basically about love, you know, it's about loving everyone and having that love.
Yeah, yes, for sure. And it's like when we can have that self-love within where we fill ourselves up and let that overflow, that is when we are radiant. That is when we shine and people notice that. And a lot of people, what they do is if they say, for example, want to meet their partner, is that they have this desperate energy. So it's almost this repulsion energy. Even if it's in relation to money, right? It's the same thing. It's like, but when we fill ourselves up, when we love ourselves fully, when we evolve the I am state to I am deserving, I am worthy, they come to us. Your desires attract towards you. So yeah, self-love is key.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. And then how did you create this for yourself? Like, I know because when you were in Bali, you were starting to do the meditations and the guided meditations and you put them on Spotify. So how did it all evolve to what it is today? Like, obviously you're probably your first, I always say like that we're first clients anyways. So we'd normally test all this stuff on ourselves first and they're like, oh, this works. Like, let me share it with other people. So how did that look for you?
Well, firstly, one day I was just like, I just want to record a guided meditation, just a random hit of intuition. I didn't really realize where it was going to head and go. So I pressed record. And then I think the meditation was about 20 minutes long and it was about connecting to your higher self. And after I finished the meditation, I didn't even believe that it was me because the codes, the information, the wisdom that came through was so profound. And I was like, okay, like there's something here. So I just uploaded it onto Spotify. And then from there, it just really started to have a massive impact. And people started to find it and people started to reach out to me and message me about like how much they're changing their lives and expanding their consciousness and bringing them peace and all these things. And I was like, okay, there's something here. There's something really here and it's divine and I just need to flow with it. And then the next evolution to that was just the workshops. And so I guess how it came all about is just seeing the vision, really seeing what you want to do and your impact that you want to have. And and also finding your why. And your why typically comes from your past experiences that you've had, and it, because it shapes you, shapes who you are, and it gives you that fuel and that passion and that fire. So using my experiences that were seemingly negative as a catapult to inspire me to make the shifts and changes and move through the fear, no matter what it took, because I was terrified of public speaking, you know, and I'm moving through it now. But that passion and your why allows you to push through, and especially when you have the right guidance and you have the right strategies to actually move through it. And then here we are today.
I love it. Yeah. So it's called Grieving with Gratitude. And I always say that you can transform your trauma into your triumph, because it really is, which is like a blessing, I think, totally, is that your biggest traumas and the biggest negative things in your life are your hugest learning experiences and the hugest, like the biggest catapults and, like, you know, catalysts for change and healing. Yeah. And through that healing, we have these amazing aha moments of like, this is what I want to create with this, because I know I'm not the only person that's experiencing it. Yeah. And then we're able to show up in the world that way. But when you had your first guided meditation, the first one you put up on Spotify, what did your daily spiritual practice, or like, what did your practice look like before that? Or did that just like drop into your head, or were you actively meditating before that? Or like, how did that, you get geared up to that point?
I was actively meditating prior to that. And I also was deep in the research world of spirituality, consciousness, who are we, what are we, how to reprogram yourself, what is the subconscious mind, all of those factors. So I had done so much intensive research. And for me, that is fun. That's like play to me. Yeah. So when I did the meditation, I think it's all that information that's there was able to be channeled through. And yeah, other practices that I guess I would do would be breath work, just like a light breath work, yoga, and just going to a lot of spiritual retreats and events, just to be surrounded by those people and to absorb information. And this is something that, like, I love. It's a passion of mine where I just want to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I love that. I know it's like it's such a fun thing to be able to do. And I feel like for certain people, it sounds really challenging, right? Like meditation seems overwhelming, especially because we have like these busy monkey minds that just, we're overloaded with our to-do lists and stuff. And it doesn't feel like we can have that time to be quiet and be still. Mm-hmm. And even just starting with like 5 minutes and moving up, like it just generating that space between you and the outside world bombarding you with stuff, like there's just so much power in it. And like the more you listen to your intuition, the louder it gets and the easier it is to follow it. And just, I mean, I think that we're all capable of having, I know that we're all capable of having these amazing miracles and amazing epiphanies and amazing like downloads and, you know, all these insights into things, but we just have to hold the space to be able to have them, right?
Yes, definitely. And when they say, there's this quote, which is, you can't hear a pin drop in a crowded room, and the pin is your soul's whispers. So you need that silence of either meditation or just like going within and connecting to yourself, or that time to yourself to hear the whispers of your soul. And then the whispers of your soul get louder and louder, and they actually outweigh that crowded room. So it's beautiful to have that time to self. I think it's so crucial to get to know who you truly are in those times of solace.
Totally. I had a practitioner tell me, because I was like, how do you, and this is at the beginning of like right when I lost my dad, and I was trying to, you know, that's what put me into like going into spirituality and finding my way and going to Bali by myself and staying there for a month and meeting you and meeting all these amazing people. And I was like, how do you know if it's intuition? And she said, you just follow it, because it's all a part of your journey anyways. So you follow whatever that gut instinct is, and you just keep following it. And then as you keep doing it, it's like a muscle. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger, which means it gets louder and it's easier for you to hear it outweighing everything else. We just have to take one small step of like just trusting whatever that little whisper or that gut feeling you have is, and just following it, and then follow the next one and the next one. That's so amazing. I just love
Yeah.
that you're doing so the in-person events. Where can they find you? Is it only, I mean, obviously you're in Australia. So do you have any ideas of going outside of Australia or throwing anything?
Potentially. I mean, I would love to obviously make this a global thing in time, but for now I'm like happy with the online workshops because I can still have that global reach and then build that audience there and then in time. But I would my dream is to actually go to festivals and like conscious retreats and feature there. So eventually if I'll keep you posted if that ever happens.
Dude, it's gonna happen. And so it is. You said that, I mean, our words have energy, our words have power. And if you can envision it, that means that that is for you and you can have it happen. Because I
When it
really
happens.
do. Yeah, it just went. Just we have to be so patient. Where's the next place that you're gonna travel to? Are you gonna travel soon?
I'm actually thinking about America. I'm thinking about
Really?
America. I
How
met,
fun.
I actually went to Bali recently and I met somebody there. And then so he's invited me to potentially come to America. So we're going to see how that goes. And just so I've always wanted to see more of America. I've only kind of been to LA area. So yeah, I'm excited.
What part of the US?
We haven't decided. We were thinking potentially Arizona, Sedona, but don't
Yeah,
know yet.
Sedona would be right up your alley, girl, with all the vortexes and the energy fields. 100%. You'd love it. Well, let me know if you go because I'd love to meet up with you. That'd be so fun because that's not very far from California for
Okay, so
me.
you live in Laguna Beach area, is that right?
So I live in Newport Beach, so kind of by Laguna. And then I also have a house in Tennessee. So I'm in Tennessee right now. So I'm in the middle of the country. I'm in the South. It's
Okay,
very
nice.
cowboys. There's lots of cowboys
Okay.
here.
Amazing cowboys. Maybe
Yeah.
that's your future husband.
Who knows?
Who
Who knows, girl? Who knows? Who knows? This
knows?
is a wild world we're living in. But I would love, I mean, my ultimate goal and dream is to have retreats and like have them in exotic places like Bali and have people fly in. So I'll have you be a part of that as soon as I get there too.
Yeah, for
'Cause
sure.
yeah, I mean, the first step is always just building out the online community, right? And like building out that just like being able to have it accessible to everyone. 'Cause it is really cool that we have Zoom and this opportunity. Like it's 10:30 where you're at and it's 7 p.m. where I am, and then we're able to talk. Like this is amazing, you know? Like it's just so cool. And it's just like so cool seeing you, especially just like meeting you casually in a pool. And like you literally were the catalyst for the life that I wanted to create. Like when you were telling me what you were doing, and I was like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to do that and just be able to travel the world and see every area and experience so many different people and cultures and just be able to create a brand that can, you know, be a digital nomad, basically. And so I'm really appreciative of you because you literally, that was like my goal. I was like, I want to do this. And
That's
just like,
amazing.
obviously, yeah. And it's not that I want to do guided meditations. And that's why it's like so cool that you can collaborate and just like meet people. And there is no like competition because we're all just different. And we're all adding value to the world in all our different ways. So it's not like you have to get so like, oh, this person's doing this and I have to do that or whatever.
And I think we're, if we all kind of see each other and if someone is ahead of us or if someone is shining in a way, it's actually reminding us of the light that's within us and the capability and the potential that's within us. So rather than the jealousy that some people may experience, it's actually, no, I have this within myself. I can do this within myself. And same with you, like you were like in this abundant queen living it up in Los Angeles, no, in Laguna Beach, Newport Beach,
Yeah.
right? And just you just seem so confident and you just put yourself out there and you were just like ready to just jump on a plane to Bali. Like that's just so amazing. And I think we're just all here to remind each other of our potential. And there is no, exactly what you said, there is no competition. We're just collaborating and it's all about expressing our gifts and helping each other bring each other's gifts out. So you're doing this even with this platform, which is so amazing.
Oh, thank you. I just love that there's so many, Like my favorite thing is like within the spiritual community, there's so many different flavors of it, right? Mm-hmm. And you can kind of take what it is that you vibrate with, and like everyone will explain something differently, right? And like their mm-hmm. interpretation of it. But it doesn't mean that it's like right or wrong. I don't ever think like, you know, it's just where you're at in that space and time. Like you'll pick up things, you're like, I resonate with this. And then you'll layer another thing on top of it. So you don't really have to do like the most, right? Like when I first started getting into all this space, I was like, meditation is such an important point in all of it because it's just quieting your mind. And it doesn't have mm-hmm. to be something that's so exhausting or like 20 minutes of just silent meditation. You know, like guided meditations are amazing. And like what you've been doing with your clients and people that have been following you is just like guiding them to a point where they can like start trusting and listening to themselves.
Yeah, for sure. It's just taking that first step, and then it's about just letting that momentum kind of happen in time. And it's everyone is in their journey at their own time, in their own space, and whatever you can take on that serves you in that moment. And we're all different, and there are so many different ways of attaining a certain state. So it's whatever resonates with you, and you'll be able to feel that. We all can feel that within. There's this like knowing within, okay, this will serve me and I resonate with this. And that is what our consciousness needed in that moment. And just following that, and as you said, like following that intuition, and then it will guide you even further and guide you even further. And eventually we'll be able to get to different levels of what we can actually receive, and the information that we can receive and absorb. And the journey becomes easier and easier the more that we go on it.
So what would you say for someone that is like intro meditator, what would you suggest for them to do as like their first, if they're the first time they've ever done it, like what is like some guidance that you would maybe suggest for them? Obviously it's a suggestion and whatever, you're going to listen to your intuition, but since you're the professional, what would you say?
I would say they need to tune into what exactly they want from the meditation. So is it inner peace? Is it to bring them closer to their desires? Is it self-love? And then to really understand that and get clear on that. And then for beginners, if you have trouble silencing the mind, I would say listening to a guided meditation, because if there's something to listen and drop you in and allow you to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And then sometimes when you're a beginner, you need to have something to focus on. So at least it gives you something to focus on. And then using the breath and tuning actually into the heart space, because the mind is where all the chatter is, right? So using the breath and breathing into your heart and then feeling into your heart and focusing on feeling versus thinking, because in that feeling space is where you can go deeper and deeper. And it also connects you to the theta brainwave state, which allows for more, it's the most malleable state where your brainwaves can change and shift. So so I would say that. And then, yeah, just starting off with 5 minutes and then building your way up.
Yeah, I just had a podcast episode with someone that is a traumatic, they work through their trauma, but in the context of marriage. And she was saying about the parasympathetic nervous system and like being able to quiet it and reconnecting with your feelings instead of like the like overthinking and rationalizing. And that's like the chatter of our mind, but being able to feel your heart space. So she was talking about how if you get started getting overwhelmed or anything like that, that it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So like, list 5 things you see, 4 things you can touch, like, and just going through it so you can re-center back into you. So it's like, it's such a cool thing to have all these different modalities that basically are helping us just calm down and like feel ourselves again. Like, isn't that so funny that like we all need that so much? Like, it's like such a basic thing, but it's like, when was the last time that you like, I mean, you meditate all the time, but like for most people, like when was the last time you like really calmed down to like listen to your heartbeat, like, and like feel into that space? Like how powerful is that? And like, so easy, but like how many of, like, there's so many people that don't even do that daily.
And like when you do that on the regular basis, we think that like we need to be doing all these other things in the external world, right? But when you actually can get to that place of such depth, of such feeling, it's the most beautiful freeing feeling, and so much detachment comes from that, because we're doing all of these things in the external world, and wanting and having all these desires. And essentially it's because we want to have a feeling. If we want that money, it's to have the feeling of significance, power, freedom, whatever it may be. So when we can actually invert our focus back to ourselves, then, and choose to feel those feelings, learn how to actually feel those feelings, we become so full, because everything that we were searching for out there is now here. And it makes you so limitless and so powerful. And then when you come back to the external world, or when you open your eyes, you set the intention to bring that energy to the external world. And people feel that vibration, people feel that frequency. And you also feel there's a wholeness that you feel, a completeness that you feel.
Yeah, I mean, it is so true, because so my natural thing is like when I'm stressed, I like will go snack a lot, or I'll go shopping. Like my two things. And I realize that when I'm in that sense of like needing something, you know, like I don't need food, like I'm fine. Like I don't need more clothes, I'm good. Like my closet's overflowing. But when I'm in that state, I know that it's something that is internally, like that's where I'm like the grabbing. It's like, and really I just need to go internal and just, I already have abundance. I literally am abundance. And it's like that reminder of being conscious of like, what's really going on, you know? And it all comes back to like being conscious of like, can you take a step and knowing what is really happening inside of me? Like, what am I actually feeling? Or like, what am I not feeling that I'd like to be feeling? Because it's most of the time, it's none of the stuff that's out here, you know, like, because as soon as you get it, you're not, your high went away within 30 seconds. Like, you're like, okay, what's the next thing I want? You know, we don't even really appreciate it. Like, I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever ordered stuff and you've like forgotten you ordered it, and then you get it and you're like, why did I order this? You're like, was that the high I was? Yeah. Like, was this the high I really needed? Right. Like, when did I need this? Like, so I definitely agree with just like being able to calm down and just feel into that heart space, and like knowing that you are infinite. Like, and if you're infinite, how much stupid stuff do you need off Amazon to feel infinite? That doesn't sound infinite, right? That sounds like not liberating. It's like completely the opposite.
and it's like when and the shopping or whatever it may be, when you are a place of wholeness, because you're in that place of wholeness, you know when enough, like when it's enough, you know what I mean? So like, yes, we all have desires, and like even the universe or God source had a desire for us to be here. So desires aren't wrong. And I think a lot of people in the spiritual community, they have that misunderstanding. They think that desires create suffering, but it's actually the wanting of desire that creates suffering, because it's that sense of separation that, okay, I don't have it. But if we have desires, but when we come from that place of wholeness, we know, we have the intuitive knowing, and we have that completion to know when enough is enough versus overindulging, I guess.
Yeah, like the scarcity. Yeah. Like the scarcity is removed because you already know you're abundant. So if you want something, you're like, I'm good, versus being like, I need more. Like, that scarcity, like, oh, it might run out, I might not be able to get it again. It's like the grasping for it. Because I do see that a lot in like the spiritual community too. That things get like almost like a little bit like too crazy, like where it's like living on top of a mountain, which is great, but like that's doesn't make it inherently wrong if you don't want to do that as well. Like it's okay to have abundance and nice things and luxury items. You don't have to just like, you know, wear hemp pants or something, and that makes you more spiritual.
I think it's everyone has their own journey. And I think the more that we can see that the universe is experiencing itself through a multitude of different expressions of itself, we can release the judgment And we can see that, okay, they are meant to have that journey in their hemp hand on the top of a mountain mm-hmm. or in a cave meditating. And then we can be in a luxurious home. And mm-hmm. that is all beautiful. And it's not about it's not about what our desires that makes us more spiritual. It's about like who we are being. Are we being unconditional love? Are we, what is our intention with what we are doing? And I think that comes down to it, not like how we are expressing and how we're living our lives in terms of desire.
Yeah. It's like the embodiment. Like, what are you embodying? And at the same time, I always think about it, like, because there is no competition, there's nothing like that. And it's like, there's different flavors for each person. And each of those people has its own following of like, because at the end of the day, what we're doing, like we're giving away as a gift, right? Like, this has served us powerfully and like changing our lives and helping us be healthy that we want to give it away to other people. Mm-hmm. So it makes it, you know, our vibe attracts our tribe, which is awesome. Like, because that's why we're all different. And that's what makes it magical, because our vibe does attract our tribe. So then we get to reach more people and reach the people that need to hear it from us.
Yes, exactly. And have those soulmate listeners or soulmate clients, whatever it may be. And that's the beauty of it all, is just that we are so different. And it's about how much we can learn from each other. And also knowing that we are so similar. And it's like, if someone has a trait that we admire, we can actually embody that within ourselves. And that's what makes it so fun. It's like that, again, back to that limitlessness within all of us, which is, I am me, but if I see a trait, a quality within someone else, it's like, I can be that too, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's why I love watching documentaries. I love watching people's I love watching people's past, and I love watching just how they got to the place that they are, especially like celebrities or anything like that, because that's all attainable, because everyone's just a normal person.
Yeah.
Like the only difference is like, this is like something I always teach in the classes I do, is like write down a number, because money is always like a really tangible, weird thing that you can like work on. But I always be like, write down the amount of money that you want to make this year. And then the next step is add a zero to it and see how it feels. Because mm-hmm. the only difference between you and someone making $1 million a minute is the guy that is making $1 million a minute, or girl, believes they can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's only the belief. So it's like, so I always think it's so inspiring. Instead, if someone's like killing it, I'm like, dude, that's amazing, because that means I can do that too.
Yes.
Like that means any of us can do that. We just have to believe that we can. And so we can have these really rich, abundant, amazing lives, whatever we dream of. And it's just being able to hold that space to check in with ourselves and then really believe that we can do it. And like, that's the first step.
Yeah. It's actually the biggest step. It's the beliefs are the fundamental building blocks of our reality. It's like what creates our reality, because like, I don't know if you know about the quantum. Have you heard about the quantum realm of things?
No. Well, let's just explain it anyways, because I don't really, I don't know if I'm going to explain it the same way but everyone else may not know at all. So
yeah. Okay. So basically quantum physics has proven that there are infinite realities going on all at the same time. So depending on our vibration attracts our reality to us, right? So as you said, that millionaire has the belief that they are a millionaire. And so if we choose to work on ourselves and work on our belief systems, then we attract that reality towards us, because we are embodying that belief. And a belief is like a tabletop. So the legs of the tabletop are the thoughts that have been thought over and over and over and over again until it solidifies into a belief, which is either conscious or subconscious. So if we want to create new beliefs that serve us in relation to our desire, whether that's finding our dream partner or whether that is being a millionaire, we have to knock down the legs of the belief that was detrimental to us, and then build new thought patterns that, and repeat that over and over and over again until it solidifies as a belief. which bring us to our desire. So it's so fun when we can figure out like, okay, this is what I need to do. And although it takes getting out of your comfort zone because it requires being a different version of yourself, the higher version of yourself, but it's fun because we know that it's possible for us.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's part of like the really fun part and like just being patient, like even our belief that like, this is what we're going to create and we're just going to be patient and know that it's already done. And each step we're taking right now is getting us closer and closer to what we want to create. Right. Yeah. And then any limiting beliefs, it's like, no, get out of here, because we know that this is our dream and our ultimate goal and who we're going to be and who we're going to embody. It's just, we have to be patient. And there's times where like, even like for me, where I'm like, is this really, I'm like, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this working? And it's like, no, I 100% know it's working. Like, yeah. I just have to be patient. Like, I know that this is like my life calling and this is who I've been created to be. And like, that's the fun in life too, is the evolution. Because what if we were just like perfect all of a sudden? Like, how boring would that be? Mm-hmm. I think that'd be kind of boring.
Yeah, for sure. It's the funnest part is the evolution, is seeing our growth. Like, this is where we were. This is the traumas that we dealt with. This is all the negative experiences that we went through. And I am here now. I moved through them. And that is not me anymore. And I didn't let that stop me from my dreams. I didn't let that stop me from being my higher self. I chose the other path, and I let that actually propel me to my dreams even further, give me more of a meaning, give me more of a why, give me more passion for life. And that's so amazing. That's just so amazing.
I know. And you know what I always think too, and like I always try to like remember to tell people, is like, you just have to start somewhere. Like, I designed my journal, yeah, and I was just talking to someone about it over lunch. And he was like, you should do this and this and this and this to it. And before, I would have been like, oh my God, so self-critical. You know what I mean? Like, it would have destroyed me. And I told him, I'm like, totally. The next one, these are all such great ideas. And I was like, all I need to do is just put this one out there and just get it done. And knowing that this was the beta test, and I'm going to do the next one. I'm going to call you up when I'm ready for it. We're going to do all that stuff to it. But before, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to put it out. It's not perfect. And it's like, even with your meditation, like when you recorded it, I'm sure you were like, there's all that like weird stuff in our heads. And it's like, no, I'm just going to keep going. Like, and it's good. We're going to evolve. We're going to change. Like, even the same topic we're talking about now, if we talk about it in 30 days or 3 years from now, our perception and our interpretation of it have changed, but it doesn't make it wrong. You just have to start somewhere. And like, that's the fun of life, is like, even like from the shit that we've gone through to where we are, even from there, that healthy spot, we're just going to go up and get healthier, like, or we're just going to do greater things. And that's so cool, because even when we're in that self-doubt time and we're like, oh, I don't know if I can do it, you can look back and be like, oh no, I got this in the bag. Like, look at all that other stuff I've overcome.
Yes, for sure. And that stuff that I've overcome gives me evidence that I can keep going. And I think a lot of people with their dreams is they see their dreams here, and they're like, and then they see where they are and they're like, okay, I got to get here. But it's such a jump that it paralyzes them from taking action. And what I teach people is actually what you need to do is, if your dream is here and you're here, you just need to take that next step, that the excitement outweighs the nerves, where it's exciting. So then a step becomes a stride, becomes a gallop, and then until you're flying, and that momentum builds. But a lot of people just think, okay, I just need to get there, and then they never start. But it's just that little step that feels good, that feels juicy, that feels playful. And even if there are nerves, it's like, there are ways and there are methods to transmute the nerves, evolve the nerves, and shift the nerves into excitement, into thrill, into exhilaration. Yeah.
Have you found that like, that there's, I feel like sometimes we get, and this is like, maybe I'm wrong or not, but that we kind of like get mixed up about our fear and like fear and excitement, you know, like, cause they kind of feel very similar. And I think sometimes we misinterpret our fear or that nervousness, and really it's we can, like, if we just switch our mindset a little bit into like, I'm actually very excited about this. I'm more excited than I am nervous, you know, but those feelings seem very very similar, but the only difference is the interpretation of it. Right. Because I'm the same way about public speaking, so much so that I am like, I always am like, oh, I'm so nervous. And then I'm like, stop saying that you're so nervous. Like, you're excited. Like, this is exciting. You're going to like a party and you're talking to all your friends, like, and you're sharing something amazing and juicy with them. And that's so fun. It's going to help them in some way, even if they take away just like one thing. And when I start doing that, I'm like, no, I'm excited. Like, the excitement outweighs the nervousness, right? Like, what was it like for you when you first started public speaking? Because I know that's like a huge thing for a lot of people.
Yeah. So when I first started, because I had a really negative experience when I was younger. So I've done a lot of work in relation to public speaking and overcoming, and exactly what you said, shifting that mindset and shifting the energy. So when I first started, even if it was just going on live on social media or whatever it may be, is I would feel like really sick in my stomach because the nerves were that intense, where I would go through a process of just like even coughing, or like it's like a purge almost, or like breathing and releasing the energy because it was so, so intense. And then there's what I would do is it's like a self-soothing practice where there are two parts of you. There's the higher self and there's a part that is terrified and scared. And so the higher self talks to and soothes that part of you, the fear, and lets it know it's okay. Like, no matter what happens, I've got you. No matter what happens, I'm going to love you through the experience, and there is no failure. The only failure is never trying again and picking yourself back up. But besides that, everything is an experience of growth and expansion. And it also, having that mindset shift about not making it about yourself, but about your service and the impact that you can have and how you can help people. And when you don't make it about yourself, you get out of your own way because you're not caring about how you're perceived, but you're caring about how much value can I give. So it's a whole different frame of mind and a whole different version of yourself that comes through. And then so in that process, through the self-soothing, through the releasing and the breathing and the coughing, and then that mindset shift of, I can do this. I believe in myself no matter what happens. Like, I've got this. And visualizing the experience actually going beautifully and you executing and putting that in your mind's eye prior has helped me so much as well, because then you're already getting used to the vibrational frequency of you succeeding. And then I would apply that. And then from there, I would also tune into what feels juicy and exciting to do versus too overwhelming. And then now it's like a step becomes a stride, becomes a leap, and then you're flying. So that momentum builds over time.
That's amazing. I mean, that's so good. Like, that covers like everything. That covers if you're nervous on a job interview, that covers if you're nervous going on a first date. It's like, what can you bring of value? Like, that's of service, you know, like, what can I? That's such a really cool and way of looking at how you show up in the world, just period, no matter what, nerves or not. Just like, how can I bring as much value to this situation as possible? How much value can I bring to this conversation as possible? That's a really powerful, powerful perspective to have at all points in time and every interaction we have with people. Like, think about how the world would change if every single one of us was, that's how we went out in the world. How much value can I give to each person I interact with? Like, that is such a huge shift that would completely change the world.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's also having that discernment to know and give from that overflowing cup. So a lot of people, what they find themselves is they're giving from a depleted cup. So it's knowing how to fill your own cup and then give from that overflowing cup. Because that's what I've found a lot of my clients struggle with, is they give and they pour into people and all of this stuff, but then it's like they're not giving to themselves. And when you give from an overflowing cup, the energy is different, the vibration is different, your radiance is different. And it's this potent energy, and it's this energy of abundance versus the people-pleasing tendency of I'm giving value because I need you to approve of me. So it's not about that. It's a higher self of giving, and it's about I'm giving value because I am so overflowing and I just want to make impact, and that is my focus, not how people perceive me. And then because you have that detachment and that sovereignty, then people naturally are so magnetized to that, because that's an energy that they aren't used to feeling as regularly.
I love that. I've come to, like, I'm struggling with my people pleaserness. I'm like working on it heavily. It comes definitely from being a hairdresser for so many years, and anyone that's been in the service industry, you kind of like feel that, you know, it's like inherently built into us. But I've definitely been coming to more of a place that like self-care isn't an option. Like, I think as women, we've like treated self-care as like this like optional thing, and that's like an extravagance, and it's not a fucking extravagance. It's a actual need. Like, yeah, it is a non-negotiable need, because if you don't do it, like, you're gonna be just pouring out in that people pleaser, like almost like forceful way, versus when it's overflowing, it's just casual, it's at ease. And when you're pouring out from that other way, it's just like, and we've encountered that like with people when you're just, and especially, I mean, this podcast is about grieving. Definitely when it comes from a place of grieving, that is a huge thing that I definitely struggled with a ton. And I definitely learned during that season to say no to a lot of things and not give a fuck what anyone said to me, because I was like, I just am empty right now and I can't give you what you want. And I just learned to cut it off straight from the beginning. And so I'm almost learning that now, which is so weird. You think that I would have like kept that consistently, but to just be like, no, I don't have the mental energy or space for that, because I haven't been pouring into myself enough to like self fill myself up to then joyously give out from that perspective. So it's so huge.
Yeah, for sure. And especially as you said, females, we are these feminine beings. And right now the world is operating from the masculine constructs that they've created, because they were in power for so long. So everything that we see is built from the masculine mind, that serves the masculine mind and beings. And so we need that self-love, that practice, whatever that may be to you, to fill ourselves up, because the feminine has a different form of expression and a different power, which is that it can connect to higher wisdom and intelligence. But to be able to do that, we need to be filled within ourselves. We need to feel centered. We need to have that peace within ourselves to actually receive the wisdom. So in this masculine world that we're living in, we need to have that self-love, have that peace, so that these intuitive nudges can be received by us. So it's so, so important. And like in any phase of our lives, we need to keep checking in. Okay, like, am I giving from an overflowing cup, or am I giving from a depleted cup of people pleasing? And it's just checking in, having that discernment, and then taking the aligned action. If we're not, then just making that shift within ourselves.
Yeah, I've been working on giving, I call them vibe checks. So mm-hmm. I've been vibe checking myself throughout the day. Yeah. And sometimes I do it multiple times a day. So, and I've made it like a thing. So I light Palo Santo and sage, and I'll just be like, now it's time for my vibe check. Because especially when you're kind of like reprogramming this stuff, I've noticed that like I need to check in with myself more, especially if you've let yourself go for a really long time being in this like very male dominated energy of like the do, you know, and being like, okay. And if you've been in it for longer, you need to vibe check yourself twice as often, because it's obviously that's your pattern. So you're trying to break the pattern. So I've been vibe checking myself more, and I've made it like a ritual to be like, okay, I'm going to vibe check myself. Where am I at? Like, how do I actually feel? Like, what am I feeling? Mm-hmm. And what is it that I actually need to do? Because like, I think we also get into that, like, do. And it's like half the stuff that we're doing isn't that important and could wait till tomorrow, or isn't really important at all, but we're just keeping ourselves busy, you know, like I'm really checking. So that's what I've been doing, is my vibe check is like multiple times a day now.
I love that. I love the name as well. I think I'm going to use that as a checking.
Yeah,
in.
You vibe should. Check. Yeah. Yeah. Do a vibe check and be like, what's your intention right now? Like, where are you moving? Like I was reading Abraham Hicks and she talks about, thinking of your life in segments, right? Yeah. So like in this segment, because also in the book, The One Thing, is like you focus on your one thing at a time. Multitasking is actually not productive. And there's tons of studies that show like multitasking is actually not productive at all, but rather focusing on your one thing in that moment and putting your effort into it. So I've been trying to do that too, is like really focusing on what is it that I'm doing right now. It's not 15 things at once. It's like when I'm meditating, I'm just meditating. And then in 15 minutes or whenever my meditation's done, I can move along to the next item on the to-do list. But just like being like almost like just more intentional and self-aware of like, where is my energy lying and how am I feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that presence, that intentionality just makes that experience so much more deeper. And whatever it may be that we're doing, whether it's working or whether it's meditating, that full presence actually gives so much more to us and allows us to progress so much deeper just with that presence. So it's so essential. And I think a lot of people do things with their mind there and then their mind here as well. But it's just like, again, that muscle that you were speaking about, which is having that muscle to be present, to choose presence. And even if my mind wanders, it's like bringing it back. And there, when you fully are present in an experience, it gives wholeness to that experience, because wholeness comes from that full presence. So if we want to live a life that is whole, we want to be present in each moment, in each thing that we do.
Amen, sister. Definitely noticed. I mean, how many times have you driven home and you like totally didn't remember driving home? Like, we're really smart in like that sense, you know? Like, even my old personal trainer, she doesn't even listen to podcasts anymore working out, because she's like, I want to be present in the moment. Like, I've caught myself just doing all the things because they're all the things that we're supposed to be doing, or we're supposed to be listening to this main podcast, or you know, and instead of just being present, like I've noticed, like even my being intentional about my walks in the morning and being like, I'm going to be intentional about smelling the air. And what does this air smell like? Like, that's huge. It's so weird when you realize that you don't do that. You're like, what? I've been breathing this whole time, but I have no idea what anything smells like, you know, like, just being like just more aware of that and in tune. And time is always it's like a made up construct anyway. So like we get to make as much time as we want, which is like such a cool concept. So like being able to be present in those moments totally comes back to what you're saying, that just like we live whole lives, but we have to be wholly present to live a whole life.
Yeah. So I love that. We live whole lives and we have to be wholly present. Wow. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, and you can even change it out as like holy, like H-O-L-Y too, or whole is like in whole. But yeah, I mean, we're gifted this amazing life. And I think we've just gotten caught up in so much shit and like all the to-dos and how we're supposed to show up. And even just talking about this, it just makes me be like, I want simpleness. Like I want peace. Mm-hmm. I want sovereignty over my life and I want to be empowered. And like we hold all that power within ourselves.
Yes, for sure. And anything that we're seeking externally is within. We can find it within, because everything we're seeking comes back down to, again, a feeling. Whatever you desire, a relationship, money, health, whatever it is a feeling state that we are trying to attain. So if I do all of these things in the external, then I will get this feeling of either significance, of love, of feeling enough. But it's like, let me invert it back to self again, back to me, and I can feel that within me and create that wholeness within me and that worthiness within me. And that's the thing, people think that to get your desires, and the fastest way to do that is to go out there. And yes, we need to take that aligned action, of course, that's so necessary, but it has to be aligned. It's not just doing so much action, clueless action, or just action without connecting. It's about taking that aligned action, but then it's also doing the inner work, the mindset, the vibrational frequency match to your desire. Because a lot of people, and what I find in a lot of my clients as well, their issue was that they would actually get opportunities, but then they didn't have the feeling of worthiness or the feeling of being enough or the strategies to actually take those opportunities. So then they let them go. So it's so much about the inner game as well as the external game.
Do you find that when you started slowing down more and listening to your internal dialogue, that all the things that you were supposed to do kind of went away and got streamlined to the actual things you're supposed to do?
Yeah, 100%. When you slow down and you connect, all the noise of what you think that you're meant to do starts to silence, and then you gain clarity about what you're truly meant to do. And that can look like a whole different life to some people. So it differs from person to person. But you get clarity on what you're truly meant to do. And because you're getting clarity on what you're truly meant to do, as well as you're listening to the nudges, the intuitive nudges, because the intuition comes from the soul, the version of you that already knows, that's connected to the divine. So when you get that intuitive nudge, then it allows you to take the right action to get to your dream so much faster. So yes, for sure.
I love it. So basically, all in all, meditation is the best thing you could do for yourself. I mean, every CEO does it, right?
Yeah.
Most CEOs do.
Yeah. And I would say that truly the best thing that you can do for yourself is actually just realize that you are creating your reality. I think that is the best thing that you can do for yourself, because it allows you to take ownership. It allows you to be like, everything that I'm creating has been created by me. And obviously it was from the conditioned self, the societal conditioning. So it's never my fault. It was conditioned upon me, but it's my choice now to take ownership. And I know a lot of people that are experiencing a reality where it doesn't look beautiful. It doesn't look nice. Mm-hmm. And I've gone through a lot of experiences in my life that have been extremely traumatic. So in that space, I know it is hard to wake up to that realization. But when you finally get to a point where you can, and when you really realize you are creating your reality and then know how to shift it, then you literally can create whatever dream reality you want. It is all possible for you. I think that is the number one thing. And yes, meditation is one of the ways in which we can, because it allows us to connect, center, reprogram, and all of those things. So it's very interlinked. And I think the number one thing is realize you are the creator.
Yeah. And especially going back to like trauma, I would never say that you created your trauma, but we do create the ideas around the trauma, right? We carry the things, the beliefs that happen around the trauma with us into the world. You know, like, so I would never say like, oh, you created the rape or abandonment or whatever that happened to you, that happened to you, but we have control over the outpicturing of what beliefs we've created around that and how they project into the rest of our lives. So we have control over that, you know, like, if, for example, if it was a rape or something like that, like being like, I hate all men are evil and not safe, you know, that's mm-hmm. a belief that we would carry out into the world. And we have control over shaping that belief into what we want to create.
Yes. So what happens is we have a pre-birth intention. So that pre-birth intention starts to create our life. And that is for our soul's grandest expression. So on the human perspective, even though we may not want to experience that trauma, the soul wants to experience it because it wants to expand through the experience. So if you can visualize someone wanting to experience unconditional love, and that is their desire. So they may come into a family with their pre-birth intention to, where they are an adopted child. So they experience the lack of love. Maybe they were not treated well in that situation as well. So it gives rise for that desire of experiencing unconditional love. So then they go through life to then find it and to experience that. And so when it comes back to trauma, it's the it's hard to admit it, but we actually chose into it because we wanted that expansion. Like I've gone through some quite intense things in my life, and I now, being on the other side, know that I chose into it, and then by that experience, it gave me that expansion, and that expansion has now made me realize, actually, okay, that is not my fault. It was never my fault. I chose into it, but now I can take ownership, and now I can create something else.
Yeah. Like, you can be blessed through something you wouldn't consider a blessing. Like, we can be, we can grow from these things. And that's like, wow, how the most, you know, powerful people, and like the people that have the most profound lives, have had probably some of the hardest lives as well, because they've been able to evolve and learn from those situations that have had happen to them. So I always say, like, the biggest learning lessons we can have and the biggest aha moments and our triumphs come from some of the most traumatic, shitty things that have ever happened. And I do believe on some level, our soul did choose it 100% to evolve us and push us to be who we are right now. And the most powerful thing we can do is to look at the beliefs that we've shaped around it, and like, what do we want to create?
Yes, for sure. And that trauma, typically, when we can start to see the gift in things, when the trauma will be that fuel for you, it is that fuel to, so say, for example, one of my traumas is suppression of greatness. Now I use it as fuel to liberate other people, to tap into their greatness, to tap into the God self, to tap into their highest version, to fully express themselves. And because of what I've gone through, I know what it feels like. So I don't want anyone to experience that. And I want to liberate people. So when we can alchemize that trauma, then it makes the journey so much more worthwhile.
Oh, 100%. And it doesn't make it that it happened in vain to us. It didn't happen for no reason. It gives it purpose and something so much more positive around it, which empowers you. So I think Brené Brown always talks about, you know, shame, like, to disempower shame is by through vulnerability and sharing those things that, you know, make us vulnerable, or we're, you know, we're ashamed of sharing. But when we share that with people, that's what, you know, empowers people. That's what empowers us from being trapped by our own shame around situations. And then that authenticity pours out, and that's what helps us connect with other people and sharing. That's why I always say, like, I will gladly embarrass myself and share my stories if it helps someone else not feel alone, because that's the worst thing to feel, is shame and alone. And meanwhile, these things that we're like, we would never consider gifts, can be amazing gifts to us if we choose to use them as them.
Yeah, for sure. It's and it's that choice as well. It's like, we have the choice to have that trauma, and we all have different forms of it. But are we going to let that trauma? And obviously, there's a time process where we need to grieve and let go. But there's a point at which we can choose, am I going to let this trauma dictate my whole life in a negative way, or am I going to let this trauma dictate my life in the most positive, expansive, beautiful way? I mean, we have to choose. We have to take ownership and choose. And that's one of the most pivotal times in our lives, is like that thing that hurt us the most, that pain that was so intense. It's like, no, we can use that was something so beautiful, and to create something so beautiful.
I love that. I love that. I love it all. So what are some of the other things that you help people process? So obviously you help them go, like, because it's associated with the things that you've, you know, experienced. So going into your, like, God source and your own God power, what are some of the other ones that you have, like, are helping people work through? I just, like, love hearing that. Like, it made my heart so happy to, like, see you fully and be able to embody that and help people in, like, such a unique and specific way. You know, like, that was who you were called to be.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. So basically I help people remove their fears and their blockages and their limitations. Like, so whatever that their desire is, I work in the energetic realm of things, or the mindset, or whatever's within, to get them to where they want to be. So if it is peace, if it, whatever it is I help them deprogram the conditioned self, the limited self, their detrimental beliefs, and beliefs are either just detrimental or beneficial towards our desires. So I help them dismantle all of that, because that is the conditioning, you know, so, and that conditioning is creating that reality. So I help them dissolve all of that, and then to reprogram and recreate their new identity, the identity of whatever they want to design, let them be a vibrational match. So I work in just the energetic realms of that. And then when they shift that, so if they want to create a business, when you shift what's within and they allow things to magnetize to them, so they'll automatically manifest mentors or the guidance in the external. And then it's about taking that aligned action to then do so. And I help people have the confidence to know how to do so, and the belief systems to do so, and feel worthy enough to do so.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Okay. So where can everyone find you? Obviously, because I'm like, sign me up, girl.
So you can find me on my website, which is www.shandydhungana.com. And then, so that is more for the Become Your God Self workshops. And then if it's coaching one-to-one, then they can just reach out to me on email, which is the same name at gmail.com, or my Instagram, which is shandydhungana as well.
I love it. It's very easy. I'm going to link all this in the show notes, obviously. But oh my gosh, it's just, I just love seeing how on fire you are. I love, it's just like so fun too, because when I first met you, it was just like, I'm going to do this thing. And like, you had just started, and now it's like really, it's just like blossomed, you know, like you have a full thing, and it, like, you have courses and you're coaching, and it's just like really, really amazing, like, just to see it happen and the evolution of it. Because I'm sure when you first started doing the meditations, I'm sure you didn't even think about the coaching level of it, right? Like, and then it just has evolved into this. And so it's just like so amazing. I can't wait to see where you go in the next couple of years too, and how it evolves even more, and where you end up. And I love this. I love that we were able to meet in the pool. Like, that was such a divine connection that was like outside of anything that we, you know, I mean, I don't could have imagined, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I knew as soon as I met you, there was this real connection. And like, we really related over our past experiences and even some of our traumas, you know, there was just this, like, I know this soul kind of thing. And like, even you, just like, you putting yourself out there and doing this podcast, it's reaching so many people, and the people that feel alone on their journey, it's like, you are making them feel less alone. You are helping them, the people you're interviewing, and even the advice that you're giving is like the strategies that they can apply to then evolve through their trauma and make them aware, and let that trauma now be a catalyst for change to propel them even further. So like, you're doing so much, and like, I hope, you know, because sometimes people don't reach out, they just kind of go through it and they get so impacted, but they don't reach out. But I hope that you know that it's reaching so many people, and just keep on doing it. And I'm going to see you at your retreat all over the world.
I'll have you at one, and I'll run into you all around the world. Oh, I love you, girl. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm like tearing up. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And I can't wait to see I can't wait to give you a hug in real life again.
Yes. And hopefully I'll be in America so we can do that.
Yes. 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 Let's do it. Okay. Yeah. Love you, girl. Bye.
Well, bye.
So here's a word from our sponsor. Baby girl, I'm so excited to announce that the enrollment is now open for the transformative Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy 6-week course that I designed specifically with you in mind. In this course, you will embark on a journey of self-discovery, inner healing of your subconscious mind, eliminating limiting beliefs around building wealth and living an abundant life. Say goodbye to financial limitations and hello to a life of opulence. You will gain the discernment and knowledge necessary to building lasting wealth as you are guided through a clear plan and direction for creating the life you've always dreamed of. If you don't know my story, I was a broke, partying hairdresser, and then my dad unexpectedly died. And through the healing process of working on my own scarcity mindset, I was able to work less, fire clients, double my income, and travel the world. In this course, I will teach you everything I have learned so that you are able to develop unshakable confidence and embody the life you want to live. Each week includes journal prompts for you to be able to create a vision plan with actionable steps to manifest your dreams. Let go of fear and uncertainty as you take charge of your financial future. Through the 6 weeks of Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy, you will acquire the skills and mindset needed to achieve financial independence. You will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-worth around money. Transform your mindset and daily habits to embrace abundance and overcome scarcity. You'll receive a lifetime access to the course, and the first 50 people to sign up and pay in full will receive a limited edition coffee mug to remind you that wealth and prosperity is your birthright. Sign up at itsconway.com and the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there and I can't wait to hear about the transformations that happen. Hey guys, I am so excited to announce that I have released my first edition of my 60-day self-love guided digital journal that is available on Etsy at the store Higher Conversations. This is the first in a series of guided journals that will be centered around different topics to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, boost your confidence, and help you become your highest version. I intentionally created these digital journals to be simple and easy to follow because let's be real, we're all real busy and we aren't trying to do the most, we're just trying to heal. Because you're a listener of the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, I created the promo code Conway to use at checkout. You can find the link in the show notes below. Happy journaling! Hey guys, so if you know me, you know how much I love electrolytes and I really believe in hydration because most of the time when we think that we're hungry, we're actually not. We're just extremely dehydrated. So I try to focus most of my energy on just being as hydrated as possible and I'm able to achieve that with RF Supplements electrolyte powder. So I'm so excited to partner up with them. I love their whole product line from their liquid fat burners to their protein powder, which is delicious, as well as their sleep aid tablets and their pre-workout, which doesn't make me feel like I'm going crazy. So you can purchase any of these online. Follow them on Instagram at RF_Supps, SUPPS, and use RFS Conway at checkout for a discount. Thank you so much for joining me on the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, knowing that you can be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing. If you're ready to transform your trauma into triumph, create the life you want to live, break generational curses, and just level up, please feel free to reach out to me for one-on-one sessions at Conway Is Rad across all social platforms. If you love this show, share it with a friend, and please leave a 5-star review. Have a beautiful day, and I cannot wait to catch up with you on the next episode.